And now for a brief introduction into meditation and mindfulness and awareness. And this is also a very important element in the practice of Buddhism. Actually, it can help us in daily life, very much in daily life as well. Many times people may mention, what are the certain requirements to be a good Buddhist? And one of those is mindfulness and awareness, to have the right mindfulness and the right awareness. And as we develop into the course, I may raise a few more points about mindfulness and awareness. Well, I'll call it again, right mindfulness and right awareness. And it is a very big topic today. And I see there's a big business that is developing around mindfulness. So I think it is very important to also understand mindfulness and awareness. And irrespective of whether you're a Buddhist or not, the benefits of the right mindfulness and awareness are really a lot. If we just fundamentally say, if we have mindfulness and awareness, our concentration is better, our effectiveness and efficiency is better. Through this, we are able to really observe what is arising in our mind, our arising thoughts, and we can let go of many negative thoughts, and we can develop positive thoughts. And this generally has a very positive influence on our general happiness, or that we suffer less. And if we're suffering less, also means that in general, we are happier. And this also has an indirect effect on our health. As so many people say, healthy body, healthy mind. But in many respects, healthy mind is also a healthy body. Many of the ailments we experience in life, especially as we get older, has come about not because the body has been unhealthy, but because our mind has been unhappy, has been fearful, is full of anxiety or worries, or we are punishing ourselves in the way we think. And this creates tension within our body. And if we have long-term tension in our body, this also has an adverse effect on our health. And we will build the meditation. I'll start with a very basic meditation and then add a few points, a few extra practices or preliminary practices to do with the meditation. And maybe I'll introduce different types of meditation. And I do ask you to do your best to develop a habit of doing meditation. What we'll start with is that if you can please try and meditate at least 10 minutes every day. And then as we go along, I might increase this. It doesn't have to be 10 minutes in one sitting. In fact, I would suggest that you do two sittings of 5 minutes. Or even if you want, you can do 5 times of 2 minutes. Naturally, if you have time and you want to meditate more, by all means, meditate for as much time as you can. For instance, you might meditate 20 times for 5 minutes. Again, just stressing in the beginning, if you're just starting, try not to make the sessions too long. Many sessions, but short sessions. But we try for the course, just for the beginning, minimum 2 sessions of 5 minutes. For most beginners, the mind within a few seconds is distracted. And so this is why we prefer or suggest rather that you start with short sessions. And then gradually, as your meditation improves, then you can start extending the time or the length of your meditation sessions. And you can do it anywhere. You can be waiting for a bus. You can be waiting for somebody. So instead of getting all frustrated because you're always waiting for somebody, rather be happy and think, oh, wonderful. Take your time. Don't worry. And then just meditate while you're waiting for them. In this way, you're happier and you get to do your meditation practice. And after this, I'll do a short audio for those that are beginners. If you already know how to meditate, then meditate as you are used to.